Great job. Congratulations to everyone.
With the second pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Carson Wentz, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Carson Wentz, Philadelphia Eagles.
6'5", 237 pounds. How tough is he? Philly's going to love that.
An historic night for the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday as they selected with the second pick overall in the 2016 NFL Draft, North Dakota State's Carson Wentz. You heard behind-the-scenes audio of what it was like in the Eagles' draft room. A very happy group of coaches, executives, and scouts who have worked for months and months to get to this very point. And the Eagles got their man, Carson Wentz, and we've got a special podcast for you here, our Eagles Live podcast, episode 16. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. We begin on this Friday with the chairman and CEO of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, an exclusive interview just moments after making the selection of Carson Wentz with the second pick in the draft. So, Jeffrey, what's it feel like?
Well, it feels great. I mean, you know, you want to try to be great. You got to take risks. And the months and months of research on Wentz and Goff and all the quarterbacks, you know, it showed us that there were two really great prospects at the top of the draft. That doesn't happen too often. And it even happens less often that you have an option to even go up and get one of them. Because usually a team that finishes, you know, 2-14 or whatever, they usually need a quarterback. So this was a rare opportunity. And you never know. But if you don't take a chance at having a great franchise quarterback, then you're really not taking a risk for greatness. And that's what this is all about.
Tell me what your thoughts are on Carson and just the intangibles, what you saw on film, everything about him, because I know you spent so much time with him.
Yeah, incredibly impressive 23-year-old, incredibly impressive, very comfortable in his own skin, ultra competitive, terrific leader. Everyone you talk to just love playing with this guy because all he wants to do is win and win big in everything he does, whether it's classes, football, everything. Just has an infectious personality, one that's just outgoing and open to everybody. But the real thing was a competitive toughness. When you watch the film, it's a big-time quarterback in a small school program. They won every national championship, but you still have that leap. And they ran a pro offense. Carson is very bright, and I think he will love playing in Philly. We got the best fans in the world, and I think he will just love playing here, and I think everyone will love him.
As Los Angeles is on the clock, what were you thinking?
You know, I was, Howie and I were talking, we were 99.999% sure we're getting Carson. But I was thinking, you know, it's great that LA is back in the league. I think it's a great city to have an NFL team. They've deserted for a long time. And it's great they're starting with a terrific young player in Jared Goff. And luckily, though, we're starting with Carson Wentz and to add to our group that's already a pretty good group. So can't wait to get Carson into Philadelphia and in this building because it's just his energy and his positive nature. And he wants to be great. He's got a great opportunity.
Comparisons with 1999 in terms of just everything that has happened to this moment?
That's the closest comparison, Dave. We didn't have to move up to get Donovan, but it was a clear thing where we realized Donovan was the quarterback we wanted. In this case, we were very happy with Carson, with Jared. It was like two terrific young quarterbacks staring at us. So a little different, but to be able to accomplish that in the offseason and be able to move up from 13 to 8 and 8 to 2, it's hard. It's complicated. You got to have cooperating teams. It doesn't happen often, and when it can happen, you got to take advantage of it. You got to go for it.
I know Eagles fans are really excited. You're excited for them to get to know Carson Wentz, aren't you?
I am, and it's just I think what he brings is something very special, and I think he'll be a great addition, and there's no rush to play him. He can learn with the great coaches we have. I mean, that was by design that we have Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, and John DeFilippo, three terrific quarterback mentors and teachers, because now the real work begins. He's a great talent. He's a great person, very mature. Sure, but now the real work begins, and can he transform himself from a terrific young man who's playing at a very high level in college to an NFL star? And that's what you're banking on.
Well, congratulations. Good luck the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Offensive coordinator Frank Reich was with the Eagles every step of the way in the offseason as they crisscrossed the country, working out quarterbacks, spending time with the prospects, and eventually setting their sights at the top of this draft. Reich could not hide his excitement after the Eagles made the pick. Frank, how do you feel about having Carson Wentz as a Philadelphia Eagle?
It's incredibly exciting. You know, this process has been so intense, and the scrutiny has been at the highest of levels, looking at everything off the field, on the field, getting to know the guy, getting to know the other guys who he's competing with. And Carson has literally passed every test with flying colors, off the charts in so many areas, exactly the kind of player you're looking for to be on your team.
Your job as a teacher, your job is to make those weaknesses great. What are some of the, if you will call them, weaknesses of Carson Wentz?
Yeah, there's really nothing that jumps out at me. I mean, you know, fundamentally, he's sound. There were a few things fundamentally, but you could even see in the workout, there were things that he's worked on, you know, in his footwork, a little bit in his upper body mechanics, a little bit better finish, things that are very easily correctable. You would see flashes of it on film sometimes in college. But when you went to the workout, when you saw his pro day, and then we worked him out individually, you could tell he's been working this. Some people have been talking to him about some of those things. So other than that, he's played in the right kind of offense. He can think fast. He can play fast. He's big and he's strong. So it's just a question of getting in here and meshing with the guys and becoming a part of the team. And really what you want from all your players, especially a guy like that, to elevate everybody. You know, the quarterback competition that elevates everybody there, it should elevate the whole offense. It makes the defense better to go up against players like this. So that's what's so exciting about it.
Rookies can sometimes walk in and the moment's too big for them. You don't anticipate that happening here.
Not with this guy. He handles himself with class. He's a pro. Everyone who runs in this, it's you keep waiting for somebody to say, oh yeah, I saw him and it was a bad interview. I mean, he's great at interviewing. I mean, the guy really handles himself like a pro. He's very mature. He's very smart. I give him a lot of credit. He's done well for himself.
Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Join us for the Eagles NFL Draft Spotlight Forum on Saturday, April 30th. Brandon Graham, Jordan Hicks, and Chris Maragos will be on hand to discuss their experiences of going through the NFL draft process. And a lucky fan in attendance may even have the opportunity to announce our fifth-round draft selection live from the event. Tickets are just $15 and are available online now at philadelphiaeagles.com/spotlightforum. For Howie Roseman, the selection of Carson Wentz, a huge one, of course. He was able to move the Eagles from 13 to 8 and then to 2 in the first round for the opportunity to select Wentz. I spoke to Roseman shortly after making the pick, and he was very, very pleased, of course, and understands just how significant a move it is for the Philadelphia Eagles. Here now with Howie Roseman, a very happy Howie Roseman. Congratulations on the selection of Carson Wentz. What was it like for you up in the draft room, Howie?
Oh, it's incredibly exciting. You know, you get this guy who really symbolizes Philadelphia. He's got blue-collar work ethic, incredible passion. You see his energy and his passion when he's playing the game. He has fun playing the game. And you bring that with the intangibles he has, the work ethic, the intelligence, 40 test score, valedictorian of his high school class, never got a B. And then the physical skills. I mean, Dave, this guy can spin it. I mean, he can make every throw. He's an incredible athlete. Now, we got to make sure that gets down. You know, he's got to figure out a way to get down because he's throwing his body around there trying to pick up extra yards. But really excited for the city, our fans, and our football team.
All the positives, and that's all we've heard. Mm-hmm. So there is a baseline to start work. You're now in the NFL.
Sure.
What do you have to work on? Is it just kind of get everything a bit better? I mean, how do you approach that?
Well, it starts with protecting his body and making sure that he learns how to protect his body because he's big. He's 6'5", and he's 240 pounds, but everyone's big in the National Football League, so those guys hit hard too. He's got to do that. And then there are the finer points of the game that our coaches are going to work on, but we got a great development team here with Coach Peterson, Coach Wright, Coach Flip. And so he's coming into a great system. And then you add to that the veteran quarterbacks that we have in that room, the guys who've been through it. And so he can come around the right way. You know, it struck me watching the draft when the Chargers are picking, the Giants, the Steelers, they drafted their quarterbacks in 2004 and they're still picking players to surround them. So you don't make this decision just for the moment. You make this decision for the long term for your franchise.
You know that everybody's wondering, you heard it in the press conference, when's he gonna play? When's he gonna be ready? When's he gonna be the starter? How do you combat all that?
You know, I think that competition's a good thing. And whoever we would have brought in here, whatever position we would have drafted, there would have been competition. We would have had a veteran at that spot who would have had to compete with a rookie. That's the nature of the National Football League. The cream kind of rises, and I think it's going to make everyone better. And whatever happens, however that flows, it'll flow naturally.
And you felt upstairs, Howie, all along, that it would be Jared Goff to the Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah, there's no insurance for that, but yeah. Certainly felt confident that that was the direction they were going. And it's a great fit for their football team. He's going to be a great player for them, and I think we got the right player for us.
Maturity with this kid. I mean, he seems to dazzle everyone I've talked to, from those who drove him to the airport to those who came in and met with him. Everybody was just so taken with how mature and passionate and how much he enjoyed being here.
Yeah, he's an incredibly impressive young man, and he's got humility, but he's also incredibly confident, and you feel it. And one of the amazing stories for me in this whole process, from the minute we met him at the Senior Bowl, and we spent a lot of time with him, more time than probably since I've been here we've ever spent with a prospect. And when we went into the restaurant in Fargo and we all sat down, I went to call my family, say goodnight to them, and I walked back in the restaurant and the manager and the hostess were talking to each other, and they didn't know me from Adam or what we were doing. And he said, "Carson's such an impressive guy. He's always so polite and respectful to our staff. What a great young man." And the hostess says, "He's always been like that." Well, and that's that. He's a very grounded, mature guy who plays with incredible passion.
And that will play well in Philadelphia, which is all about passion.
It's all about passion. Yeah. He fits our city. And I know that when you talk about this, and we trade a lot to get him, but one player can make a difference. And if you develop that player the right way, you can have a lot of success for a long time.
You said you spent more time with him than maybe any other draftee you've had. Why?
We had to get this decision right. And there's no insurance on this decision either, you know? So when you look at the history of the first rounds, it's a 60% success rate in the first round. When you look at that position and how important it is to your football team, even with the players we had here and the chance that we would actually be back in this exact spot and be there when there were a number of quarterbacks who were available, teams that were willing to trade out, we didn't feel like we could risk that.
1999 all over again. I guess we can only hope so here. Donovan was pretty good.
Let's go one step further.
All right, Howie. Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks. Congratulations to you.
And have a great rest of the draft.
Thanks. We got more work to do.
Next up on our Eagles Live podcast, episode 16, Doug Peterson, head coach, one-on-one.
We welcome in the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, who's got his quarterback, draft number one, and you go QB. It's been a long process here, Doug. How do you feel?
I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. I mean, we're thrilled to death. I'm thrilled to death to have Carson Wentz, the caliber of player that he is, and just looking forward to getting him in the building and getting him going.
What is a rookie quarterback like? You've seen it, obviously, when he walks into the NFL. What expressions do you see? What mannerisms do you see?
You see a little bit of the wow factor, you know, when they come into the building, when they're around the guys. You see guys that want to sort of get things going like right now. They want to reprove themselves. Those are the types of things you see early, especially in quarterbacks. And he's that type of guy, but he also fits the mold. He wants to be great. That's one of the attractive things about him is how good he really wants to be. And he wants to come in and compete right away. Obviously, there's some learning that has to go on and getting to know our own players. But he's built for it. He's ready for it. He's put himself in a great position to one day step in and take over down the road.
We have heard everything positive about Carson Wentz. You know, I mean, everything. Your job as a teacher, as a coach, is to take a player and improve the things that aren't so great. So what are those things, Doug?
Well, there are some things that, you know, with him in the pocket, he does have great feet, but at this level, the ability to not only process the information fast, but to get his feet set to make those throws and those anticipatory throws in the National Football League, work on his accuracy a little bit, and then just his willingness to slide and get down and protect his body. You see some of those runs that he did in college, and he's not going to be able to get away with those at this level. So that's an area of spot that we're going to work with him. And of course, I wasn't a great slider either, but you know, teach him how to protect
but it
himself.
Can be taught. So it's really
it can be taught.
It's repetition. It's working after practice. It's the little things that add up to the big things.
Exactly, and just continue to rep after rep after rep, and it's going to be a lot of time spent after practice getting extra reps there. Because right now with Sam and Chase getting the bulk of the reps, most of his time will come either before or after practice.
The comparison that was made prior to the draft by the analysts out there is, for better or worse, Ben Roethlisberger, for the fans to kind of just draw a similar likeness. Fair?
Very fair. Yeah. From a size standpoint, arm strength standpoint, obviously Carson's a better athlete in the pocket. Ben's big and strong, and guys kind of bounce off of him, and where Carson can escape, the escapability with him is pretty high. Also think of Brett Favre, you know, that sort of that gunslinger mentality, the ability to take shots down the field, are all things that come to mind when you study Carson Wentz.
You know what it's like to come into Philadelphia as a quarterback, Doug. So how will Carson relate to the fan base, to the passion, to the urgency, to the love of the Philadelphia Eagles?
One thing he needs to do, I would say, is just be Carson Wentz. People are going to be attractive to Carson Wentz just because of his work ethic and the way he handles himself. And with you guys, I mean, he's going to be top notch. And when people get to know him and see him on the football field, it's just going to be a natural fit. And just be himself and he'll be fine.
Was there a point during the crossing of the country and workouts and meetings and dinners that you fell in love from football side of Carson Wentz?
Well, for me, it was back at the Senior Bowl, having a chance to watch him there, and just kind of, you know, kind of have the wow factor a little bit with arm strength and mobility, and then coming home and studying the tape, and then eventually getting out and working him out one-on-one and spending a day with him, going to dinner with him, really started piquing my interest even more, and really studying both quarterbacks, Goff and Wentz. And, you know, for us, it was Wentz all the way, and we were fortunate that he fell to us at 2.
And the moment has not seemed one bit too big for a kid who went to North Dakota State.
Not at all. And that was something that even his own coach there at North Dakota State told me. He said, because I asked him, I says, you know, coming from a small school, is there going to be any kind of a, can he handle the bright lights? He said, this kid is going to be able to handle it from day one. No worries with this kid. He's prepared. He's put himself in this position. And just welcome him here to Philadelphia.
It was really cool being in the draft room. It was really cool seeing the reaction, genuine jubilation, when the Rams took Jared Goff and the Eagles selecting Carson Wentz.
It was exciting. You know, it was exciting to get that news and then to talk to him on the phone and hear the excitement in his voice. And he's looking forward to getting here this weekend and just meeting everybody. And I think when people see him and meet him, they're going to be attracted just like we were.
Congratulations.
And now for the young man in the center of all the attention from North Dakota State, Carson Wentz, spends a couple of moments before he meets the media on Friday at the NovaCare Complex. 3 questions with new Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz.
As he is about to board a plane leaving Chicago for Philadelphia, we welcome to our Eagles Live podcast the newest Philadelphia Eagle quarterback Carson Wentz. Carson, thanks so much for joining us. 3 questions with you. As you put this entire journey into perspective, what's it been like? Have you had time to breathe?
It's been unbelievable. You know, it's been a heck of a process and long, a lot of things going on. But the day finally arrived yesterday, and it was fun and everything. But I'm glad it's over. I'm glad I could finally go on to the next thing, and I'm so excited to be an Eagle.
What do you think are going to be some of the keys for your success as you look forward here?
Keys to success for me is going to be the same thing that's always been. You know, hard work, putting the time and the effort. You know, and compete. You know, you got to go in and earn the respect of everybody. You got to compete your tail off, and you got to learn. Things are going to be keys, and then hopefully do those successfully and go win a lot of ball games.
I spoke to Frank Reich on Thursday night, the offensive coordinator, and he was really impressed with everything that you've done. And he talked about some of the improvements you've made since the college football season ended. I know you worked with Ryan Lindley. What areas do you think you really have improved the most since the North Dakota State season ended?
I think I just improved a lot with my footwork. I think it was pretty good during the season. It got a lot better from junior year to senior year, and then I just consistently was refining it and trying to make it more consistent and everything. And that was something we would definitely focus on. You know, there's actually a pretty short period of time that we had between everything to prepare for those things. So, but I thought the brief time we had and the time we spent together, I thought it was really successful, and I think I got better.
Carson Wentz, thank you so much for joining us here on the Eagles Live podcast. Have a safe flight, and we will see you in Philadelphia. You later today.
Thank you.
I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on this Eagles Live podcast, episode 16. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting everything together. And everyone out there, have yourselves a great Eagles day and a great rest of an Eagles draft 2016.